3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, joined now by Mr. Bernard Childress, the executive director of the TSSAA. First of all, great to have you on in these crazy times that we're living in right now. We appreciate the time today, Bernard.
Well, thank you all for having me on.
Let me ask you this. You're a guy who a lot of people look to for, okay, what do we do now? What's our next move? What's the right thing to do here? Who do you lean on in times like these?
Well, that's a great question. I've leaned on several people. First of all, not just me, but my, our assistant is the directing four assistants. We all get information from several sources, and we start with our, just locally in the local health department. We have individuals there that we, talk to quite often about this situation. We've been very fortunate also to have a great relationship with Vanderbilt and the sports medicine team there. And we have doctors who specialize in infectious diseases that we have really, really leaned on and talked to. We also have one of those individuals, Dr. Alex Diamond, is actually on our Sports Medicine Advisory Committee and the National Sports Medicine Advisory Committee, along with Mark Reeves, one of our assistants, who Tennessee is the only state that has two individuals on the National Committee that get the information from all, across the nation, even the federal government and the CDC.
How much do you pay attention, because we're all watching to see what the pro leagues will do, and we're watching to see what college programs and conferences and the NCAA does. How much do you watch what they do as well?
Oh, we watch that very closely, understanding that we're not like, colleges or professional ranks, but we have even been on calls, and I can remember when, it first started, there was several calls that we were involved in that had everyone, all 50 states, high school associations. We had college athletic directors and college coaches, even people from the NBA and NFL, all trying to get information, from the CDC, the federal government, as to what sports organizations need to do. And I think that's if you can have any positive at all from this, is that we are all working together for one common goal, and that is the safety of our student athletes and safety of the athletes, throughout the nation, and not just the athletes, but the fans that participate. And, so everyone is looking, and trying to help each other. And I think that's been very helpful.
Bernard Childress with the TSSAA joining us today. Bernard, it's interesting. I've been kind of keeping up with high schools around Iowa. Obviously said they're coming back with sports. Now they play their softball and baseball seasons in the summer there in Iowa. We don't do that here in Tennessee. But also Alabama, I saw a bunch of their high schools. They've got some of their high school football players just now coming back to campus in the weight room, starting to work out. Where are we here in Tennessee from that standpoint, from a safety standpoint for your students and all of that? Where are we as far as the comeback? Because we know high school football is, of course, around the corner there.
Yeah. Don, and Don, you're correct when you mentioned Iowa. It's interesting that I was just on a call with the state associations. We have all 50 states and 51 with the District of Columbia. And we were all surprised when our director told us just last week that they decided they were going to, play that summer of baseball and softball, that they were going to give it a go. And so I said, well, okay, you all give us an idea as to, how it goes in Iowa. But as far as where we are right now in Tennessee, we already have some teams also and some sports that have started weightlifting and conditioning. What we've told them, and we sent out, some guidelines last Friday, actually. We sent out the National Federation guidelines to all of our school, member schools told them to make sure that they followed, you know, those guidelines along with the guidelines set by, you know, our governor, the governor's task force, economic task force has invited us, and we really want the public to thank them for including TAA in helping, you know, to draft something for our schools. And we've worked together with them. But we do have some schools now that are beginning to have weightlifting and conditioning. Our sports calendar does allow our schools to practice, but we said you got to make sure that you follow your local health department to make sure you know what phase you're in, make sure that you are following the guidelines as far as social distancing and how many can be in a group at any one time. I've seen some of those workouts. You know, believe it or not, we have other people who video those and send them to us, and but haven't seen anything negative, you know, that would say, no, that's not the way they need to be doing it. I think our coaches are very aware that we're trying to get these kids back active, get them in some activities, get them, you know, trained. No one knows what football, you know, is. We don't even know what cross country or volleyball or any of our fall sports will be come August. What we're trying to do right now is to get these kids back active, get them acclimated to the heat again. Some of them have been in the house and haven't done anything for a couple of months. So I think you'll begin to see within the next couple of weeks where many of our sports teams will at least, and our coaches will at least have them weightlifting and conditioning and trying to get them in some type of shape.
Bernard Childress, our guest, executive director of the TSSAA. Yeah, you mentioned this. I'm sure there are a lot of people who wonder, okay, if there's some individual workouts that can occur right now, do you have a date circled where you say, we'd like to make a decision at this time that a volleyball team could all go on the court and play volleyball against another, or a group of young men could put on pads, go to the same locker room, practice, start to practice football against each other? Do you have a date, Bernard, where you think we'd like to make a decision by this time, or does all that just remain so fluid you can't even start to do that?
You know, in our minds, when we started, that's exactly the word we use. This is so fluid that we felt like, okay, this is the drop dead date that we would like to see these things happen. But we were advised by many professionals, and they guide us. We let the medical doctors guide us that says, look, you don't set the date. The pandemic sets the date. You've got to, you know, this is a very fluid situation. We just have to make sure that we're staying on top of everything, and we make this, the pandemic is going to make the decisions for us as to what we need to be doing on down the road. I think we're at the point now where we're saying, you know, this is June 1st. Let's don't panic. You know, we still have a couple of months before we will begin any fall official practice. Let's don't panic. Let's do what we can do right now. Plan ahead. Plan as if we were going to start on time, but have a, you know, plan B in place. I think we have to do that, but we're not in the situation where we can say this is the date that we want, you know, our teams to start, you know, even scrimmaging or having any type of contact with each other.
Before we let you go, just one of the other things I've seen with every league that's talked about trying to come back, whether it's professional level, where it's college level, or anything else, and I know this is something you guys would have to plan for, is what if a young person has been practicing for a few days and they're doing conditioning right now, or maybe they get further along in this process and they say, gosh, I feel like I've got a fever, I'm starting to cough, and then they test positive. How in the world do you put together a plan to then go in place for all the other student athletes, coaches, trainers that young person might have come in contact with?
And, you know, that even has changed several times. Again, just being on a call, we was actually meeting with our Sports Medicine Advisory Committee in a virtual meeting when one of the doctors on the on the committee got an email and said to us, wait a minute, let's go back, because we were talking about that and trying to advise our schools what needs to be done. And at that particular time, it says if you have someone in the situation that you mentioned, young athlete needed to be quarantined for 14 days. But now the new guidelines have come out and said that not only does that kid need to be quarantined for 14 days, you've got to identify every student athlete, every coach that's been around that kid for 10 or more minutes, and they need to be also quarantined for 14 days. So that's how this thing is changing. You know, we just got to stay on top of it and make sure that we provide the information that our schools need to make the right decision.
Well, Bernard, we know these are crazy times. Again, we appreciate that you would come on and give us the latest. High school sports means so much to so many people, most certainly to the young people who get to experience that. It's a special time in their life. And
No doubt.
And we just hope against hope that things can turn out in a way that they can get back out on the field. Like you said, get busy, get out of the house, and do the things that kids love to do. Thanks so much for the time today.
Well, thank you all so much for having me on. I appreciate it so much. And you're right, we just got to do what we can do to get these kids active again. Because not only physically, but psychologically, it's having an effect on them also. And we know that.
Yes, sir. Bernard Childress. Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Bernard.
Executive Director of the TSSAA. We mentioned Iowa Sports returning. We hit on this a little bit, but they are starting seasons. We'll fill you in fully when we come back next on 3HL.
Got Trey Hartsook, Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply joining us. Hey, Trey, we're starting to heat up. Fungus is going to be out in that yard. They're talking about the 90s later this week. You guys can help at Dickens.
Yeah, JT, so a lot of people, you know, they'll get that brown patch. They'll say, what in the world is going on? Get some spots out there in the yard. No need to fear it. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, we can get you going. Whether it's the granular version, you want to put it out push spreading, or if you have the ability to spray it, we can get you taken care of. JT, it's also that time of the year where you're seeing a lot of weeds pop up. All this rain, all this heat, weeds are popping up in your landscape beds, maybe a little bit in your turf if you didn't do that pre-emerge. We can help you with that as well. And JT, as you know, when it comes to equipment, it's also that time of the year to make sure that we got that going. If you need a new mower, new chainsaw, new weed trimmer, we can do all that for you at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, and I promise. If you're in the Middle Tennessee area, we're close to you. We got locations in Nashville, Cool Springs, Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Bellevue, Brentwood, Longmore, Mount Juliet, and Franklin. We're open up at 7 a.m., closing at 4:30 Monday through Friday, 8 to 12 on Saturdays. If you can't get a hold of us, check us out online, dickenssupply.com.
Hey, guys.